My name is Charlotte Mampani. I'm the Acting Chief Operating Officer of the SADC, and I'm leading the delegation. Our group CEO has apologized for some pressing issues arose yesterday, and he has cancelled his trip to come today.
Can you just introduce the whole delegation?
Okay, thank you, sir. On my extreme left, I have Mr. Nsansa Sidisi. Mr. Nsansa Sidisi is the Acting Group Executive of Content Enterprises. And Content Enterprises is the area that's responsible for sports and programming content generally at SADC. So he's here on his capacity as a person who's overseeing that area at the moment. Next to me is the big man, is Mr. 2010. He's Peter Puede. He's the project manager. He's the man who's been spearheading the project to this day. Behind me, we invited Mr. Manda Soko, who is responsible for the radio portfolio. He's a general manager in PBS Radio. We thought it would be important for him to be here today because radio has been doing quite a lot of wonderful work to promote, to educate, to inform people about 2010. Behind Mr. Sidisi is our local communications manager. Andile Nogata is from our office in Cape Town, and she was with Ayanda Soise. I don't know what happened to Ayanda, who's our parliamentary coordinator. Thank you, sir.
Can I just ask the honorable members to introduce themselves as well so that people can know who you are? Maybe they know you, but just officially. Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce. Good morning, honorable members. And I was just elevating the power so that you are ready for the call. My name is Thandile Babalwa Fundisa. I'm a member of the ANC, member of the sports committee. Thank you.
Morning, everybody. I'm Lee Mtsobo, a member of the ANC.
Good morning, honorable members and guests. I'm Grace Seke, member of this committee, African National Congress.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lito, the surname Suka, a member of the Portfolio Committee of the Organization, derived from the Eastern Cape. Thank you.
My name is Elda Tuera Lisiva. I'm from the Limpopo Province, member of the Portfolio Committee, member of the ANC. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members and guests. My name is Pat Libenyandanzi, representing the IFP, a member of this Portfolio Committee. And this is my maiden speech in this committee today. It's my first time attending this committee. I'm replacing Honorable Lameni.
Good morning, Acting Chairperson, honored guests and members. My name is Graham McKenzie, KwaZulu-Natal. I'm a member of Parliament in this committee and from CUT. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jacob van der Linde. I'm from the DA, from the Western Cape, part of this committee, the sports committee. Thank you.
Good morning. Donald Lee, DA member of Parliament from the Eastern Cape.
Thank you. My name is Mkhulu Didihachi, the Ikoni Kora. I'm from the Western Cape, the only province which is not liberated. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Khaiz Musi. I'm from the Northwest. I belong to the ANC. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we go straight for the presentation? And after the presentation, then there will be clarity, questions, and all those things. So don't take this as a grilling. That's people who want to know more.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and honorable members. We understood the purpose of this meeting today to be for the SABC to come and give a presentation on the state of readiness of 2010. We are delivering next week, and we are ready to press the button. So that's what we will demonstrate to you today. And also, we will not just tell you about what we are doing in terms of the stadium. We will take you through a presentation that contains information on what we are doing in terms of our objectives, what have we been focusing on. We'll outline the project and the journey up to this point. We'll talk to you about programming. We will also present to you our schedule and what we are trying to do in terms of making sure that those who do not like soccer do not leave our channel when we are presenting. We'll talk to you about what radio has been doing and how this time, with the 2010 World Cup, we're going to showcase the power of radio and television combined, in the sense that when you will be watching the match on television, there will be a simulcast on radio in the language that you prefer as a South African. We'll talk to you about our production and talent plan, our marketing and creative area, our technology plan, and thereafter we will conclude. But briefly, would like to inform this committee that in terms of the role we are going to play nationally, we believe that our vision is well structured. It's about broadcasting for total citizen empowerment. And with the World Cup, we just try to make sure that that's how we will make sure that we provide access to as many South Africans as possible to enjoy the 2010 World Cup, and thereafter to continue with the momentum of promoting soccer or promoting sports in the country, with the objective of also building social cohesion and meeting all the other national objectives. We will broadcast the matches on 18 radio stations, and we will make sure that the three television channels also carry the broadcast, with SABC1 broadcasting 64 of those matches live. And we will show you the schedule to indicate to you how we are going to be doing that. We have also tried to enhance what we are doing by using alternative media platforms like our website to drive audiences to the different platforms, television and radio, not that only, but to inform them as well about what will be coming to promote the Soccer World Cup, to profile our players and to say wonderful things about all those visitors that we will be having, but also just to make sure that our platforms become interactive and we have views of our audiences that we can reflect on before we even continue to deliver the broadcast of the World Cup. In terms of programming, our head of 2010 will take you through all those important things that we concentrated on and what the objectives were, what the objectives of doing that were. News and current affairs, I have no doubt that none of you doesn't make sure that by 7 o'clock, after 7, after 6, you go to television to see what is happening, because our content has also been mostly about what is happening currently, the arrival of the teams, the readiness, and profiling some of the important players in the soccer fraternity. We'll talk about PR and marketing and how that has helped us to get to the point where we are. And we'll take you through information at the important sports committee about our live commentary, how different it will be from what you see on a daily basis. Now, the expected outcomes for us when we started working on this plan was to make sure that, amongst other things, we restore the SABC's integrity and build public confidence. And we have no doubt that ever since we started with the pure flying of Felix, it is here. Everybody is using the phrase and everybody sounds like they are SABC. That was our objective. And that was to show the power of SABC radio and television and what it can achieve in the country. We have no doubt that we will have improved awareness about the World Cup and the history of soccer, improved knowledge about SAFA, FIFA, and the LOC, also to educate the public and our audiences about the role of those three different bodies. We would improve knowledge about government investment in the whole project, improve knowledge about South Africa and Africa's socio-economic and political profile. We have made sure that there's massive support for the South African national team. When you watch our channels, I think even today, what is happening is that the announcement of the squad is carried live on SABC1 and on our radio station. And that we would like to make sure that this is a world-class broadcast service that translates to increased audience share across the network. That's the business we're in. Ours is about making sure that we retain those audiences all the time, and that's what we promise to deliver. Without any waste of time, I will hand over to the head of 2010 to take you through all the objectives that are offline. Thank you.
Good morning, Acting Chair, and good morning to the honourable members. We will address the issue of tickets at the end of the presentation. Also, let me also just say good morning to my SABC colleagues who are here with me, and also thank the Acting COO for the introduction to the presentation. When we started off, when we were awarded the right to be the official broadcaster for the 2010 FIFA World Cup, and also I often remind people that also the SABC is the official broadcaster for the 2014 World Cup that will be taking place in Brazil. We set ourselves six objectives that we wanted to achieve. We wanted to make sure that we create a broadcasting legacy for the SABC. In other words, the investment that we've made into technology talks back to that objective. And it's not only that, but we want to also take a lead on the continent when it comes to setting broadcast standards. We wanted to be aggressive in making sure that if you're watching a match broadcast from Benin and a match broadcast from Ellis Park, that the production qualities are the same. So that's what informed the broadcast legacy. Also, we know that through our platforms that the acting CEO referred to, the television and radio channels that we have, we wanted to make sure that we can create access to the World Cup for all South Africans. We are very aware that as we move closer to the tournament, there will be activations around the FanFest, but our key focus in that project, and I'll come to it later on, is about public viewing in rural communities. And we said we'll create access by making sure that we provide relevant programming and content to both our viewers on television and listeners on radio and alternative media. Very important, we want to deliver a world-class broadcast because we believe that with every major event, we have to just up the standard when it comes to a broadcast service that we provide and the quality of our broadcasting. We know very well as an organization, we learned a lot during the 1994 elections. The first democratic elections, the SABC was involved, and that has helped us to enhance the delivery of elections over the years. And we're looking at this event also in a similar way. We want to create a bond with our listeners, which is very important. It's interesting when you put together your objectives and strategies, and when you see them come to life. When we said the build-up campaign is important to the tournament, we were able to nail down the Feel It, It Is Here campaign. Because it's so relevant in this build-up campaign to the tournament. I would say about in 2006 or so, or rather maybe even towards the end of 2005, as the national team was struggling to qualify for Germany, we started a campaign to mobilize and galvanize citizens to support the national team. And we have seen that investment translate to what we see today, Football Friday, where we see every South African wearing a Bafana jersey, the cars flying the South African flag. So we look back as an organization and we say we were there at the beginning of this campaign because we wanted
all South Africans, 48 million citizens, to support one team, Bafana Bafana. And also importantly to ensure that we realize the return on investment that we've made in securing the land. It's been an interesting journey. 2006 is where it started with FIFA. Obviously, we know as a country, we started in 2004 when Sepp Blatter announced on the 15th of May that South Africa would be the next host country for the 2010 FIFA World Cup. For us, we went into negotiations, and in 2006, we were then signed the agreement to be the official broadcaster for 2010 FIFA World Cup and the 2014 FIFA World Cup. Obviously, it's been an important journey that we've taken, both as a country and as a broadcaster. In 2007, you'd remember that we delivered the preliminary draw from the ICC in Durban, building up to the elimination round to the final 32 countries. Then in 2008, we also then were instrumental in delivering the Confederations Cup draw and also launching Zakumi. You know, Zakumi was launched on SABC1. We've also launched the national symbol or the national brand identity for the 2010 FIFA World Cup. So we worked with FIFA to deliver that. 2009 became a moment of truth for us, because in 2009, the 2 weeks in June, 14th to the 28th of June, we delivered the Confederations Cup, 16 matches broadcast live, and that taught us a lot to prepare ourselves for the World Cup. 2009 in December, we were here at the Cape Town International Convention Center, delivering the final draw of the 32 countries. That was also broadcast live on SABC1. As the year started in 2010, we then realized that we are in a period of a call to action. We needed now to put all our plans into place, to galvanize the support for the national team, to make sure that we can create all the touch points that the acting CEO referred to of educating the public about this major tournament, the World Cup. We then go back to our core business, obviously. Thank you. Obviously, the programming is very key to our business as a broadcaster. So we set out these themes and defined these themes just as we started our commissioning cycle around 2008. And we focus on these eight themes that I'll go into details around. Patriotism is programming that advocates and ignites the national pride, very important. And we have also hung projects under this programming theme, projects that talk to driving the education around the South African flag and other national symbols, and making sure that South Africans fly the flag during the key Bafana Bafana game. Sustaining livelihood, we know that that programming deals with what are the job opportunities around the World Cup, and what is it that as the SABC we can contribute. We also worked very hard with FIFA in transferring of skills from a technology point of view. Xenophobia and racism, very important topic and a very important theme for us as a country, obviously, that it deals with the social ills that deal with xenophobia. I'm sure the honorable members have been seeing the media reports about what is being reported around xenophobia during the World Cup and after the World Cup. Preparedness has been very important. This is about keeping the nation abreast. We wanted to make sure that if any of our citizens are looking for information and readiness information around the World Cup, they can tune into the SABC to get all that information. Heritage of football, very important. Programming that showcases the history of football, and that informs our programming strategy and our programming lineup that I will talk to now, where we profile the various African countries, which we refer to as the six-pack, meaning the five countries plus South Africa that is coming to the World Cup. Spirituality and football, very important. We've seen on SABC 2, we launched the campaign of a priest who delivers a sermon around soccer as he leaves his home to go to the football match. He's wearing a traditional gown of Mfundisi or Mruti. So, and I often say, though the rules are very strict around supporter behavior at the stadium during the FIFA tournament, that I would love to have seen people bring the heads of sheep to the stadium or the loaves of bread and write the scores that Mexico 0, South Africa 3, you know, on the loaf of bread. Because that's what football is about for us as a country and a nation. Celebrating freedom, unity and diversity, very important. This is a program that showcases the nation and so that we can embrace the fact that we are in a democratic South Africa and teach people also about being proud of their country. And showcasing the rest of Africa, we are not. I alluded earlier to the six-pack, because in the six-pack we cover the five African countries that will be coming to the World Cup and then profiling the players and also the countries from that. Those teams then are spread percentage-wise, as I indicated there, for a total of television minutes that we've put aside of 14,000. And my colleague Mandla will then share with us how much we've allocated to radio. We set out a target of 14,000, around 18,000 minutes, and I know that we have exceeded that even before the tournament started. Audience flow is very important. We do know that at this point we have to maintain our revenue levels by making sure that we maintain the audiences on the different platforms. Our objectives are very simple. The Road to 2010 is a programming mix that you see now, since the PSL is in recess. You do see it on SABC 1 where we show you a different programming mix of celebrating and profiling the countries that are coming to the World Cup and the Road to 2010. And we're doing that both on television and radio. We'll cover the 64 matches live, both on television and radio. Highlights are important, because if you've missed one of the matches that played earlier in the day while you were watching another match, then you have the ability to see it later on in the evening. Repeats are important, and we've done it also to drive revenue, because we are able to show a value proposition to our advertisers on repeat. News access is about developing social cohesion. We've been on a road trip with FIFA the past week. We're in Cape Town, Durban, Bloemfontein, and Rustenburg, just meeting with community radio stations and talking to them about how they can access the World Cup content on SABC platforms. So, because we've said, as much as we have the exclusive rights around radio, community radio stations are part of this. They have access to the content, and they also have access to being observers at the various venues during the World Cup. Therefore, it means that we create a special bin where community radio stations can log in and access the content that talks to the World Cup, and they can also take offline the live commentary of all the 64 matches. What I'm learning from the Confederations Cup is that it taught us that we needed to create complementarity across our schedule so that those viewers who are not into football can stay on SABC platforms, both radio and television, without going to competition. So complementarity across the network is very important. We've created repeat opportunities, which I'll share with you now, because we're then maximizing the audiences that are available through the repeat strategy, and also optimizing audience retention, because that's very important. It's about the eyes and ears that are glued onto SABC platforms. Maximization of World Cup content, exploitation, and amortization. So that has informed some of the projects that we've put in place. SABC One is the home of the live soccer matches. We will carry 56 of the 64 matches on SABC One, and then we will carry 8 of the other matches on SABC Two. So we're making sure that all the 64 matches are live. And we put this to test during the Confederations Cup, even though at that time, we had put the other matches that were at the end of the group stages, we broadcast them on SABC 3. But for the World Cup, they will be on SABC 2, simply because, again, SABC 2 has a huge footprint, a larger footprint than SABC 3. And then SABC 3 becomes the pillar channel that we use as an alternative channel that provides alternative viewing experience to the World Cup. So we'll give you everything that's about the World Cup, but the live matches themselves on SABC 3. Therefore, we will then also have an entertainment and lifestyle skew to the what we put on SABC 3. This I will explain in the one or two slides, but the same logic follows in the rest of the slides, just to demonstrate to you that the first 10 days of the World Cup, the 11th to the 21st of June, we have
finalize the schedule in that format, that SABC 1 carries all the live matches, as I indicated, SABC 2 will carry the other 8. However, we have then extended that. We now here demonstrate to you that we're creating a rerun opportunity on SABC 1 at the 11 o'clock slot on a weekday daily during the week. Also on the Saturday, on the weekend, from 2300 to 1 o'clock in the morning, that's where we're creating those rerun opportunities. Then SABC 2 then follows. So it will carry the other matches between 4 and 6, 8 and 10, because then we will start the live matches on SABC 1 at 1 o'clock that day. But I'll show you a spread of the schedule as I come to the next slide. Here, just to demonstrate that out of the 32 matches that we played during the first 10 days, we're creating 64 rerun opportunities at a network rerun ratio of 2. And this is important because when we've also experienced it during the Confederations Cup, it's about making sure that the schedule can accommodate World Cup content, can satisfy our citizens when it comes to following the action of the World Cup. By the way, Chair, I was having a discussion with someone and we were saying the reality is that after the first 10 days, 16 of the 32 countries that will be here will be going home. And we said this intentionally, that it has to be 16 countries that go home because Bafana Bafana will be going to the next group stage. Then the following tranche of games now from the 22nd to the 25th of June, we're also creating these rerun opportunities, as you can see, and then also towards the end of the tournament itself. This is what I want to draw your attention to and just demonstrate to you. On a typical day of the 11th of June, this is what you will see. On SABC 1, from the 5 o'clock religious prayer, the prayer is themed around the World Cup. And then we often say that the Mulanzans that will be praying there, the priest, Abu Mfundisi, should be praying for Bafana Bafana to win that day. So we start off in the with the morning prayer. Education program will also be themed with the World Cup. So when you see the green, it means that that is everything that has to do with the World Cup. The purple program takes the theme of the World Cup. So, for example, from the 7th of June, I think I've got my date right, from the 7th of June, we go on live with Good Morning Zanzi on SABC 1 between 6 and 7 o'clock. So SABC 1 carries Good Morning Zanzi. At that time, Morning Live's first hour would deal with other issues and other topics and not relating to the World Cup, because we want audiences to switch on to SABC 1 to catch all the action about the World Cup, what's coming up, who's playing, what is the temperature in Bombela Stadium, what is the pitch. We give you all the light-hearted, fast-paced information about the World Cup. As Good Morning Zanzi comes off air at 7 o'clock, the Morning Live carries forward the theme of discussing World Cup information. So interviews are stacked between the hours of 7 and 8, and we also anticipate extension of time when it comes to Morning Live. Then we go into soccer documentary highlights before the match, and then we cross live to the various public viewing areas, and we've plotted which public viewing areas we'll be crossing live to. Soccer 411 is currently playing on SABC 1 at 10 p.m., but during the World Cup it moves to the 12:30 slot at noon, because then is the build-up into the live match, halftime, and then that follows. On SABC 2, before we go into the match rerun, you can see that Steven Delan and Hectic 99, since it's a live program, they would carry topics and themes that talk, storylines that addresses the World Cup. SABC 3 likewise. Now what you will see, I'll demonstrate properly on a weekend day, that we're using strongly SABC 3 also to maintain audiences that are not necessarily following football. So movie lovers and soapy lovers and talk show lovers would stay on SABC 3 because we have built a schedule like that. We've also made sure that pillar properties remain on the schedule. Programs like Generations remain on the schedule. We're moving Generations to the 7 o'clock slot. Obviously, we had, I must report here, we had extensive debates about Bold and the Beautiful, whether we were going to keep it on the schedule or not. What does it mean? We have foreign visitors here. We must expose them to our culture. But we had to balance the debate around making sure that we maintain programs that will also drive revenue and audiences on the platform. So Bold and the Beautiful, then is their generations will then start at 7, it moves from the 8 o'clock slot, then signing off with news. Then we go to the build-up of the matches, the last match of the evening, and come off at 23:30. Likewise, then you'll see SABC 2 follows during that weekday. SABC 3 provides sitcom and reality shows will still remain on SABC 3 and also driving movies. And we're just indicating how then that stacks up against competition. So we believe that this gives us an edge during the World Cup to maintain our audiences. Then this is a schedule for Saturday that also starts in the morning on a typical Saturday day where we have the three matches also going into the evening. Then what you see Saturday at prime time, very strongly, you see that a proposition around alternative viewing around movies. Then this is a Sunday schedule that also then deals a lot with religion on SABC 3. Then radio also plays a very critical role, and my colleague Manda would also give an update on that. You can see also the approach from the 11th of June to the 11th of July is that between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m., we're going to World Cup prayer. So it's almost creating that synergy with television once again. Then 6 to 7 current affairs shows that really still talk to the issues around the World Cup. The breakfast shows, and all of this is themed similarly across the mainly PBS radio stations, but also supported by PCS, since those are commercial radio stations. And then between 9 and 12, it's mid-morning magazine shows that also touches on communities, which we will then get an update on later. And then we start the build-up at 1 o'clock to 3:30 before the first match, which would also incorporate the opening ceremony, especially on the 11th of June when SA plays Mexico. So then you would it's followed by when you have three matches in a day, two matches at the same time, which I indicated how we're doing it on television. This is then to give you a sense how we handle those two matches on radio because we'll be crossing intermittently to the different games. And then the grand finale, as you can see, the SA will be playing Brazil at Soccer City on the 11th of July.
I like your grand finale. The only problem is say EG. You must not say EG. Leave that EG and say the grand finale, Brazil versus South Africa.
Noted. Then the production, then we then said all of this, when we talk about our objectives, programming, maintaining audiences on our schedules, all of that has to be made possible by also making sure that we deliver quality broadcasts. And we're talking about world-class broadcasts, as we referred to earlier on. So we then said just four objectives. So we're going to deliver world-class broadcasts during this time because this is about making sure that SABC has a single-minded focus on the 2010 FIFA World Cup. And a lot of the information and communication, and I might add, positive information and communication that's been coming from Auckland Park has been around the World Cup. We want to increase our viewership, which I talked to you about earlier, and then we'll utilize local, international, and African on-air talent. Because that's about creating a differentiation for the broadcaster. Because it's about when we have done our job, when we are sitting at home, for you, when you switch onto your television set, is the person that you see on that screen that makes you want to stay there or not. So the talent that we utilize during the World Cup is very important. And then rebuilding credibility and integrity as a broadcaster. Therefore, our approach is also broad. I know that in the earlier slide, I didn't talk to the issues of the 11 languages. I'll come to that now. We are also putting a very aggressive proposition to our citizens. We're saying we want to deliver the 64 matches live on radio and simulcast on television. As you are aware now, we're currently doing a mixture when it comes to commentary. So we'll have about 10 minutes of English, we'll go to 5 minutes of Sesotho, and then 10 minutes of isiZulu as we deliver our commentary. So what we want to do for the World Cup is to carry live commentary in all the official languages, which then is simulcast to the television picture. So in other words, you can be, with the footprint obviously taken into account, you will be able to be in the Eastern Cape, so the Western Cape, watch SABC 1 as Bafana Bafana is playing Mexico and listen to the live commentary in isiXhosa throughout the match. And the picture and the audio is synchronized for better explanation. So that's a very proposition that we're putting forward. Because we know how much it can be an irritating factor if we're switching from English to Sesotho. Even if you understand both languages, you always want to hear one commentator delivering the match. So we've taken that into account in this very proposition of the power of radio meets television through simulcast. SABC 1 will have 56 matches, SABC 2 8 as I said, and then SABC 3 delivers alternative World Cup viewing content and radio 64 matches. So then our very proposition also then extends to how do we deliver this magnificent experience, viewing experience, like never before. So we then went aggressively and said we should set up a broadcast facility outside Auckland Park. And hence, we went and crafted an idea around sportainment. So we said for the first time, because our facilities at Auckland Park don't allow us to do that. We said for the first time we want to have a live audience while we delivering the matches live. So that integration and create a sportainment experience. So people will still come to the broadcast center and be part of the live broadcast and help us in delivering this idea of sportainment. So the convention center then became a venue because it's accessible. It's a FIFA is based at the Nelson Mandela Square. The national team, as you're aware, is staying down the road at Southern France, not too far from the convention center. And the FIFA Congress will be taking place there during the course of this week, or next week, around the 19th, next week, Wednesday. So that also informed us taking this experience, this broadcast capability, to the convention center. Also, it's close to the FIFA Fan Fest, which is happening at Unisri Park, and an interconnectivity hub. And the space that we required, we could easily have access to because we have booked 1,800 square meters at the convention center. And this is a magnificent set that we have then designed and is currently under a production. To the right, to the left-hand corner of the screen, you can see there's mainly three areas. To the left-hand corner, we'll be using that set to deliver Good Morning Zanzi. So we'll be broadcasting some of the programs from there. The right-hand corner then will be utilized for Soccer 411 as a build-up into the live matches. And the center of the set is where the main production will be taking place during the World Cup. To the end of the set, we have two radio booths that we have created. So PBS radio stations will be able to broadcast from there. As the other stations, if Umhlobo is working here, then we will have Motsweding FM broadcasting from there, or Ukhozi FM, if they're doing a game from Johannesburg, then they can also utilize this facility. Then also we have created another radio station booth for public commercial stations, Metro FM, Globe, and 5. So that's why in this set will sit on a daily basis 140 people who become part of the interaction and part of the experience of us delivering this broadcast for the World Cup. The only talent I've spoken about, I just want to get to what we really hope to achieve out of this. We want to make sure that we create a differentiation through language. And it's also not just about the 11 official languages, but also we touch on languages that are spoken on the continent and languages that are spoken by some of the countries that will be coming here. We want to make sure that this gives us a distinctiveness as we deliver on air. We want to exceed our target expectations of 73% on television and 58% on radio, and then we must have the edge over other broadcasters. We want people to tune in, to switch on and watch and follow the World Cup on SABC. This is the talent that we have recently announced. Our presenters will be Walter Mukwen and Tepo Mabono will be doing most of the anchoring. Then we have a South African analyst, an expert, Gavin Hunt, Clive Barker, Steve Compella, Mike Magena, and some of those names are currently on our programs, rather especially Laduma and also 411. We've also made sure that we do tap into the expertise that leading women like Fred Milton Smith and Desiree Ellis have around the sport of football. An international studio guest will be Paul Innes, Dwight York, Bernard Lama, Luis Colari, Sven, Goran Eriksson, Kevin Keegan, Ricardo Villa, Osvaldo Adilas, and Harold Houllier. And we will also be using, what we've now done is to match, when you remember earlier I was talking about language, so we've taken the nuances of their language and matched them to the team when they will be playing. So, for example, when France plays, we want Harold Houllier to be the studio guest because he understands the French national team. When Nigeria plays, we want, or let me get to African, because I also want to use that as an example. African experts, with George Weah, J.J. Okocha, Jimmy and Jovi.
Are you taking Kujo for African, for Nigeria?
Thank you to J.J. Okocha. The Abedi Pele, Amongo Kujo, and Christopher Bongo. So also be when Nigeria plays, then we'll be matching our African experts who are from those countries to enable us to deliver that nuance in language and understanding of the culture. Then when the coaching, in the coaching, international coaches, we also went out there aggressively to look for them. And said, okay, we can also utilize the coaches that are here, but that come from, for example, Ernest Middendorf. Obviously, he's coached one of the greatest teams here that has won trophies before, Kaiser Chiefs, I don't know about Orlando Pirates. So we've also made sure that he's part of the panel. That also translates to radio. The our commentators on the various radio stations that we have will deliver commentary and reporting on SAFM, True FM, and Lotus, because they don't necessarily do live commentary. The South Africans that will also use both on radio and television, as I indicated earlier, international guests, the coaches, and the African experts, because we are able to translate their services from television to radio. At the venues, we plan to do 12 matches from the venues. Obviously, we do all the Bafana Bafana matches at the venue, and then we follow then the quarterfinals and the finals, and then also then we will then follow the five African countries that would be here also. At the venues, we use Deshi Baktawa to operate the VIP camera and Max Maponyani to report from it, rather. Commentators in English, we have Duane and then Cesar Mabena. If we are not doing a match where we're using the two of them to commentate, we then take the world feed with the English broadcast. Vernacular, our commentators, Babam Tetwa, Temba, Tebo Manyapilu, and Joe Hula. Then outside there, the other programs that I talked about, we also have allocated our own talent to deliver that. For example, Carol and Trevor Noah will be doing Good Morning Zanzi as of next week, Monday. Simon Dier then will be doing the weather reporting in there. Soccer 411, that's the panel. And then at the convention center, while we're off air, then we also then will have an entertainment element with people like David Cow and Andy from Live SABC 1. FanFest and PBAs will be presented by Joy, and then also be creating the red carpet at the convention center. In other words, because we know that the Sandton Square is a hub for FIFA delegates and FIFA dignitaries and for all the superstars that will be here that are not playing necessarily with their wives and girlfriends, we are also creating an experience for our audiences that when we have David Beckham coming to the studio, when we have Luis Scolari coming to the studio, we create a red carpet environment where you can sign autographs. And we want then people to come to that red carpet and get the autograph from their favorite superstars. So that red carpet will be also presented by the who's been doing Countdown 2010. Then this is the exciting part. Then we said, once we've done all of that, we can't tell you anything. We can force you to switch on to SABC1, but we can do it through our marketing campaign, which is very important. So we can have all of these plans, but if they're just known by us, then we want to realize the audience objectives that we have set. Marketing then was about creating this clear and single-minded campaign idea, and that's how we came up with Feel It, It Is Here. And Honorable Chair, it's been very interesting to see even some demonstrations with workers' unions having placards that say, Satao is here. Feel it. And we want 10% increase. So we've been happy to see the state president talk about Feel It, It Is Here. We've been happy to see how this campaign line has become part of what South Africans feel on a daily basis when it comes to and when it relates to the World Cup. The 64 matches with the simulcast proposition I've spoken about. Then we then went into saying, how do we then change and make sure that this campaign line lives through the identity and the DNA of the organization? So we replaced the previous Vuga Caesar pair of line with Felix Irisier, and we translated that also to the various channels, including radio. And when you listen to our radio stations, you hear it in all kinds of accents. I always say to my colleagues, I listen to the one in on this ADFM, and it's said with passion. Feel it. It is here. So you also have those nuances of people, our on-air presenters taking it and making it part of the DNA of their radio stations. As I indicated, SABC One, that's the identity that we've created now, and for SABC Two and SABC Three. So anchoring on Feel It, It Is Here. I mean, Feel It is a campaign that has worked. So our campaign also was informed by looking at the mood of saying, this event is about what happens on the pitch. And it's also about what happens on the grandstand. And this informed us then to launch our campaign. And we said, because we understand that the event is about what happens on the pitch, what happens on the grandstand, importantly for the SABC also is about reaching rural communities through radio service. So that also became part of the consideration. As you see the picture on the left-hand corner, it's really a community that's sitting somewhere in Ezozo, watching television, soccer match, and creating the public viewing experience. The billboards, as you can see now, we've taken the action on the pitch and we're translating it into saying, catch all the live action live on SABC, 64 games, 3 television channels, 18 radio stations, 11 languages, 11th of June to 11th of July. Feel it, it is here. Press ads, we've been doing the countdown campaign where we tell you on the 22nd of June, South Africa is playing France, it's kickoff time. Feel it, it is here. 64 games, 3 television channels, 18 radio stations, 11 languages. That's been the value proposition to demonstrate the power of the SABC. And then we will translate this to mobile billboards. Once again, just taking the message of 64 games. And I've also seen, I think at the next Bank Cup final, I've seen a fan with a board. 64 games, 3 television channels, live on SABC. So I thought our campaign is really getting out there. The mobile billboard, taxis, buses, a helicopter, because this also becomes very impactful when you see the helicopters fly over the stadium or the SA Bruin jet flying over the stadium. It's just such an impactful thing. And we've seen when we utilize these mediums that the people respond positively when they see and they remember your brand, because it's about creating that integrity and restoring the credibility of the SABC brand. PVA and FanFest also important, as I indicated earlier. We are aware that there will be FanFest set up in the whole cities, but we wanted to create access to the rural communities through public viewing areas. So for FanFest, we have partnered our radio stations in the particular locations that partnered with the FanFest. So in Bloemfontein, the EFM is the official partner for that FanFest. Here in the Western Cape, at the Grand Parade, Globe FM is taking the lead. At New Beach in Durban is Ukhozi FM. Joburg is Radio 2000 and Metro. And Port Elizabeth is utilizing for Wene and Mbombela, the Gwala Gwala Station. Polokwane is Tobela. Pretoria, Kwekwezi, Rustenburg, Mutsudini FM. And we just anchored the FanFest with the actual, with the radio stations that are based in those locations. And then this is just an example of this public viewing area sites that are identified for Gauteng province. We've identified in the various provinces a number of 46 sites that will be activated during the World Cup itself. The last part of my presentation is around the technology plan, just to indicate that we'll be delivering the 64 matches. As you are aware, we've invested in high-definition outside broadcast units that we'll be utilizing throughout the tournament. We also, primarily for public viewing and FanFest, we've created on Vivid platform, we've created 2 special channels. One channel is active from the beginning of the tournament until the end. The other channel is just at the time when we have the other 8 games playing on SABC2. Then you have the ability to switch between and make a choice of which game you wanted to watch, because the footage will be available on Vivid platform during that period. And this I've covered. What I just wanted to stress here is that the 12 matches will be presented live from the stadium, using five camera combination OB. As you are aware, HBS, or FIFA Television, would be producing the pictures from all the matches. So our technology plan and the solution is in support of the unilateral broadcast that we want to do. What we want to do from public viewing, what we want to do from the broadcast center, the SABC broadcast center, and also FanFest. The commentary I've already spoken to, and so also from a technology point of view, we put that solution in place to enable us to deliver that commentary and also do the simulcast, because that's an aggressive proposition that we are making. We'll be using 4 HD bands that will be covering the 12 matches from the various venues. One of the HD bands will be at the broadcast center throughout, and then we'll use the 2 DSNG bands that will be going around to the public viewing areas, and then the ENG teams will be then gathering stories for both news and sport from the various host cities. And Honorable Chair, that's the end of my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank Quorum and for members to go on with the meeting. I just want to apologize for coming a little bit late. There were other things that are related to the 2010 that we're dealing with. I'm going to allow this presentation so that whilst it's still fresh, you quickly take it, and then so that you must not forget, and then we'll go to the other presentation. I noticed Committee Caller's hand. Oh, Mama, you want to say something? Okay, just I'll give you just now. Let me observe Cora, Tandi, Suga. Mama, just say whatever you want to say.
I'm sorry about this, thank you very much. We apologize for this. We thought after the presentation by Mr. Gwede, we must just give you an opportunity quickly for radio, 5 minutes before the honourable members can ask questions.
Okay. Let's take the radio so that at least we take all these together. Okay. Thanks, Honourable Chair. I'll just go through these some of the issues which I think I need to emphasise. From a radio point of view, if I do repeat some of the things which Mr. Kwele indicated, it would be because it's important to emphasize them from a radio point of view. There are two critical decisions that we took at the beginning of launching this this campaign early this year. One was to embark, to implement training for all our presenters, our producers, executive producers. Because there's nothing that you can do without necessarily making sure that your people are prepared, from a capacity point of view. So we're able to do that. We did that by using our own internal trainers and also acquiring international people to assist us in doing that. The other thing that we did, Honorable Chair, was to reposition Radio 2000. We realized that it is important for an entity like the SABC to have a dedicated facility that drives 2010. Before you begin to reposition television, to reposition other radio stations within our portfolio, to look at one entity being Radio 2000 and reposition that. Radio 2000 is licensed by ICASA as a facility radio station, meaning that from time to time it's meant to cover press conferences, sporting events that are taking place in the country and outside the country. And as a result, it was befitting for us to reposition the station as an official 2010 radio station for the SABC. As such, when you listen to Radio 2000 on a daily basis, every minute, every hour, you hear content about 2010, you hear updates about 2010, things that have happened, things that are happening, and things that are still going to happen. I'll highlight about 10 sub-campaigns which categorize the campaign which we launched at the beginning of February this year. Specifically on radio, things that are already in progress. One, we launched the Football Friday. As a result, lots of corporate companies have adopted this as a staff team building, you know, exercise for their people. We launched a ticket sales campaign. We specifically took a strategic decision that there's no other broadcaster, not in South Africa, that can lead a campaign of saying to South Africans, let's go to the stadium in masses. Let's support the national team. Let's support the other five African teams. We are not surprised, Chair, that today you have all the stadiums when Bafana Bafana are playing. You know, the stadium is full. For the first time in the history of this country, probably the last time that we saw stadiums being as full as Peter Mokaba Stadium last night was, it was in 1996 when Clive Barker in the class of 96 won the African Nations Cup. We also decided to embark on a campaign of every South African have a Bafana T-shirt. That as a result, today when you walk across the country, not only on Fridays but on a daily basis, you see a sea of gold across South Africa because people are wearing this T-shirt with pride because they demonstrate support for Bafana Bafana. On radio, we launched the SA flag, that every South African national flag. As a result, when you drive around, cars, you know, households, you know, buildings are flying the South African national flag. We launched also an educational campaign to assist people to understand how to sing the national anthem. And we are doing this through all the 18 radio stations in partnership with SABC2. So you don't want a repeat of what happened in France. In terms of how to sing the national anthem. We also launched, Honorable Chair, a campaign specifically dedicated at supporting the African six-pack, the six African countries that will be playing here. We did that through endorsements, through promos, through talk shows, through magazine shows, assisting people to understand profiles of African players, profiles of African coaches and African countries from a tourism point of view, you know, politics and also socio-economic related issues. We also partnered with Coca-Cola and FIFA in driving the trophy tour across the country and making sure that, you know, South Africa feels the presence of the World Cup, you know, on our doorstep. We also launched, you would recall, Honorable Members, that in the past 3 weeks or so, there was a concern in terms of how people use the national flag. As a result, we launched a campaign of assisting people to understand and interpret national symbols, not only the national flag, but all our national symbols. So that campaign is currently running across all our radio platforms. Honorable Chair, we also launched something that is very close to my heart, and I believe, Chair, will be very close to your heart, the 100% local music campaign. That we said all our radio stations, all 15 radio stations of the SABC, public service radio stations, that from the 1st of May until end of July, we will play nothing else other than South African and African music, 85% South African music and 15% African music. And we have received massive support, and the kind of response that we get from the public, from musicians, from ordinary, you know, citizens, from music companies, it's a huge campaign which has turned around our platform. We also produced a country profile of all the 82 countries that will be playing in the tournament, including South Africa. So for these country profiles ranging from 10 to 15 minutes, educating people about various issues relating to those particular countries, you know, politics, you know, social, economic, you know, related matters. These profiles are currently punted on air, but they will be punted more even during the, from the 11th June to 11th July, during the time of the World Cup. So on a particular day when Savia plays against, you know, New Zealand, will then have profiles of those particular countries being, you know, flighted across the station. Finally, Honorable Chair, it's documentaries that we have produced, which will start airing from the 11th of June. It's documentaries on the history of world football. the history of FIFA, South Africa's greatest moment before 94 and after 94, to talk about, you know, South Africa's, you know, soccer legends in the country. Some of the people that probably the massive population of this country have forgotten about, you'll begin to hear more about those people in terms of their contribution to soccer as it is today in the country. We have also another documentary on South African liberation struggle and democracy. Basically, what we're highlighting through this documentary, Chairperson, is that we want people to understand that if it wasn't because of the success of the South African liberation struggle and the introduction of democracy in this country, we wouldn't be sitting here and celebrating the fact that we are hosting a World Cup in South Africa on African soil. The last one is a documentary on showcasing the South Africa's soccer beats, the failed 2006 and going into the successful one, 2010, in terms of taking people through all those milestones, where we were in 2002, you know, the dream by, you know, Six Muroiwa then, and to the current leadership that is there, and to the present day. So these are all the kind of projects that we do on radio. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. As I have noted, Comrade Cora, Tandy, Donald, and then Mackenzie, Suka will be the last.
Thank you, Chair. I first want to thank SABC for the magnitude work which they put into this. But Mr. Kwena indicated that he'll speak about the tickets when he rounds off. And he has not done so, but we'll talk about it outside. It is clear that the country is ready for the 2010 committee. I just want to know from SABC, what plans do they have if there's an electricity fault? Do we have backup plans for that? Because if you don't have that, then this big work will also count to nothing. Thank you.
Tandy.
Thank you, Comrade Chair. Thank you, our guest from the SABC. I've got quite a number of questions and comments, Chair. To say, first, thank you for the last comment, because I was about to say, what historical perspective are you going to give as Africa, South Africa, because we do not have the World Cup if there was no liberation, there was no trust. I know not really agree with you on this one. And I'm happy if you're going to be bringing that on board, because we come far, even during liberation, so far we don't post that everybody's playing, even in camps everywhere. So I'm very happy that you're bringing that. But my comments and concern number one, the issue of rural areas. This is our 2010. It's for everybody, not only certain areas. Mr. Peter, I just mentioned a little bit about rural areas, so I want to understand what's the strategy, where are you going to touch base on rural areas? I know some of the municipalities are working too, but they are those most rural areas, because this is not for only those who are advantaged. Not everybody has got websites, as you said, who can access. Others don't even have a set of television, you know. So radio would be the one, the families would be gathering. And number two, maybe as you further clarify as the issue of Radio 2000, as you said it, because, you know, one can take advantage of Radio 2000 and say anything, and then they say, not link or align to SABC. Just ask us that and tell us what to do, or give us a line on what to do and where to assist, so that we don't have problems at the end of the day, because when anything goes wrong, they will say it's going to SABC, because the podcast, so maybe just give us more so we can understand. But going on the other slide, I'm biased because I'm a woman. And in this country, there will be no liberation without women. I'm looking at your issues. It's only Carol Manana and Desiree Ellis. I have a serious problem, you know. I don't know, maybe I used to watch soccer football. You have your, maybe your cowboys, Richard, and other people. Well, can you also add them on board? Because I always have a problem when you see the same faces over and over again. Because part of this World Cup is also developing to say that every World Cup we develop so many people, so many women. You cannot have only two women and have a string of men. On. In football is not a men's sport. Can you, even if it was played by men, we used to watch it as well. So can that be corrected? That one I am fighting. Yes. But also this was an issue, for us to also promote our languages. You unless correct me here, you say all languages will be on radio. Yes, I'm very happy with that. But on this light, it, I see Swana calls a Swana in Buddhism. Then I have a problem. Because we say we have 11 official languages, 12 with a signal. So can you look into that matter? Because we all, the, only talk, the problem that we have as public is to say certain languages are more acknowledged more than the others. Can that issue be...
A young youth leader, when you see that four languages there, I would say, can may explain to me now in relation to the 11 languages on this. But when you have a problem, she has not explained what is there, then you are closing yourself outside. But if you ask her to explain the four languages, this is the 11 languages, then you're opening up so that the relation must give you more information.
I think she is not listening to me, that's the problem. I was saying to her, why you talk? If you were listening to me, then you
would talk. I'm listening now.
Don't behave like that. I'm listening, definitely. You know, I was raising it to remember before. So we don't want problem, but it's also an opportunity for us now to going further to this. I think that is my Yabona Kechegogan Pazami. I hope you have to have a Bangapa. This SADC is not only a broadcaster for South Africa, for Africa as well. You all know that wherever you go, they say it's South Africa. What is the opportunity? Maybe, as you know, major countries in Africa, they speak French and Portuguese in some of them. What are you working with other broadcasters or those French commentators, but I just want to know because it says Africa is here, feed it. So it doesn't mean South Africa, we say Africa is here. And thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Tante. Donald Glynn, then it's McKenzie. I have closed. Can you try them with the other one as well? Thank you.
First of all, you know, the team was announced just now. You know, I think it would have been very good if we had an announcement in here on a screen. Because I had to run from there, listen to half of the team, and run here to get to a meeting. Perhaps the HBC could have been active and provided us with the opportunity of also sharing in that chairperson. But chairperson then, one or two things. First of all, there's a guy called Steve Compella, one of your South African presenters. But there's something wrong with Steve Compella. The spelling of his surname is wrong. I'm very, very sure of that.
Definitely, you're right.
So, thank you, Chairperson. So, if you could just rectify.
The spelling is K-O-M-P-H-E-L-A. You are absolutely right there, Donald.
You know how, you can see how well I know the Pompella. So the spelling must be corrected. You know, I never ever agree with the youth league. I don't. Now she sits back. But this morning I really want to agree with her. You know, it's about how important is my language? And we must speak any language in every person's face. For that reason, I also have had a question mark about the language. Why only the four? And if I think of, you know, there are other languages that I hear, perhaps more of, well, I hear Xhosa more a lot because I was from the same province, I'm from the Eastern Cape. I know there are other important languages too, but really we must make sure that we speak the people's language, their language. Because they say, if you don't speak my language, you can't be my leader. SABC wants to be their leader when it comes to this, so you must speak their language. So that is important to each other. Then, I think those were about the number of games. There are 64 games, and you are going to broadcast. They said some of us on which channel? 56 on the on SABC 1 and 8 on the other. Right. Now, could you just perhaps explain to me why that is done? That? Because, you know, a person like that, if I press channel 1, then I want to see something done. That, I get used to that. So why, perhaps, why did you deviate from channel 1 and then, and why are you using another channel? Next year,
Mackenzie, I don't know whether the Congress of the People still exists. But I will leave that not for this you can hear the noise. I don't want to create problems around the Congress of the People. I would plead to members that Moya Maoshepan, the Congress of the People, see amongst ourselves, and then Honorable Mackenzie of the Congress of the People, I will give you an opportunity to address the nation.
Chairperson, thank you very much. You asked me whether I was going to be the compromise leader. Do you want me to announce it to the nation?
No. Leave it like that. We're still on the court battle. Leave it like that.
I'm sub judice. I better not say anything right now. thanks very much to the SABC for giving us that presentation. Just a few questions. Firstly, on a little bit of a controversial note before we get down to the content of the presentation. It came to our attention in April that the NASREC Center was initially going to be the main broadcasting center for SABC. And then suddenly it wasn't going to be used, and then Samson was going to be used for R1 million or something in exchange for advertising. Then we hear that figure went up to R26 million, which had a shortfall for the SABC of some R25 million. So I just like that cleared up, because I see the CEO of the SABC said some very scathing words, and that he was going to talk to the producers and give them a hard time about it. So maybe Mr. Quella could enlighten us on that issue. Onto the presentation in itself, there are a couple of things that I'd like to clear up. We've spoken about what's happening during the tournament. Are you going to, after the tournament, because I think this is where the legacy comes in, are you going to be giving a comprehensive legacy update post-World Cup and going through the next 4 years? Because I think that's absolutely crucial. Because if we have the sudden bomb all in the six-week period and then nothing, we lose the whole legacy of what we're trying to achieve. So if you could really give us some information on that. The next thing I want to talk about is, in your viewing, are you going to be showing highlights of places to visit in the country for all our visitors? Are there going to be documentaries on various places if the game is in Polokwane or Durban or Cape Town, whatever the case is, where visitors can go? The other issue is, are you going to be broadcasting emergency numbers for visitors? In other words, if they have a problem from a health point of view or from a crime point of view, are there going to be numbers that are continually highlighted so visitors can access those type of places? I think that's those are the things really I want to discuss. Thank you.
You have just discussed with me before we walked in here around the membership application. a profound logic from the Congress of the People warrants that you must sign him. But you talk to him when we leave here. Definitely. Yeah. ID. You see, when you are ID, you come late, then you are alone, you are a problem. But we'll give you ID. Because of the coalition of the ID and the DA, we will give you an opportunity, ID.
Yes. Once again, there's no coalition with the DA. ID is independent, and we will stay. Chairperson, thank you for the opportunity. I also would like to thank the Broadcasting Corporation for their wonderful and good work. And I also want to share with them the enthusiastic portfolio committee that we have as a sports portfolio committee. And I want to put a challenge to them whether they will see it fit, Chair, to give us some lessons and put us as an advertisement to do the Disky dance. You know, and I want to put a challenge also to Honorable Cora and Zuki together with me. Chairperson, there's something that bothers me as far as the Broadcasting Corporation is concerned. In this day and age, I find it very difficult witnessing documentaries of right-wingers while we have the World Cup. And you know, when seeing this, my political clause comes out. I accept that it's anyone's constitutional right, but I think as a Broadcasting Corporation, we must be mindful that we're having a World Cup in a few days. But contrary to that, we show documentaries of right-wingers, of threats and all this. I would like them to hear their response on that. And if need be, take it up with the relevant role players. They can show it. These people can have their own election campaigns outside. Why must we as a corporation give publicity to people on something negative while we are awaiting a very, very big event on African soil? Thank you, Chair.
The last one will be Suka.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think maybe it's right that I finish off the ID, the last one. Because I just want to say to the SABC family, I appreciate the state of readiness that they presented up to us this morning. It shows that the country is really ready and they are behind. And I must also repeat the words of the person that said the media is very powerful. It can take the country forward if they wish to, and they've done that. I think that their testimony outside these four walls. Chairperson, I'm just here to appreciate also the question of the patriotism that they've shown, especially when it comes to the symbol, the national anthem. I think it can play more often that national anthem. Also for schools, because you know it has caused some enthusiasm to our learners wherever they go. And as we visit some of the schools, you can see that there is a massive improvement because they say they've been assisted through your channel when we are doing concerts here. So I'm saying that has a great impact. Including the Disky dance, you know, I mean, you've done quite well. And I must also appreciate the radio stations in the country. They are very brilliant. They can give you a picture. They are just like James Lang's Hard to Chase, who can give you an imagination that is almost real when they are broadcasting. They are very good. I'm saying, keep it up the good work that they are doing. My interpretation was around also the question of the legacy. Starting from your own house, because of how you're pointing out from the legacy, and yet within yourself, you do not leave a legacy. In terms of the training, what good lessons have you learned, to empower your own staff so that you can be competitive with other nations when it comes to that. So, I suppose to check on your legacy project, over and above what has been raised. in your own situation, especially on the technical part of it? Have you had people who are empowered to do the technical or run the technical side of SAPC so that tomorrow we do not fall short of skills now that you are here? I think other issues that I would have loved to raise, I will not raise them to them with me. For sure, there are much more bigger people in terms of their protocol where we can ask some of the questions that have been raised here, including the finances and so on. I'm sure we are just looking at the state of readiness and the challenges that they have to be part of us here to present over and above other stakeholders that they, that made the presentation. I think I will go for that, maybe call another meeting, even after the 2010, just to deal in-house issues of our own situation in terms of what we wanted to raise. Otherwise, as of now, I don't see any threat in the manner in which they presented. When you visited, through your chair, the stage and in the country with the 124, 140 journalists, we were also concerned about their space in these stages where they are and apparently accommodated quite well to broadcast or to televise these matches. Some adjustments were made to accommodate them, so I think we are happy. Otherwise, there would have been a serious crime. My last comment is a legend. How we wish maybe in future, because these are not the only people, because we must also avoid revolving around few people out of a big family of soccer players that have played football in this country. Even coaches that are almost forgotten. If you go back to the days of Ben Petros and others coming forward to this end, you would like to see them also commenting on this on the radio stations or TV, and not necessarily having the same people revolving, you know, circulating within your family. Otherwise, that's one. My concern with the gender sensitivity, I wanted to ask that question, but I'm covered by that one in terms of the presenters in your presentation. Thank you, Chair.
Very quick. Go ahead, you're sharing that column.
Sorry, Chair. I was just about to...
That you are opposed to the people shall share. Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members. I think these are really good and challenging questions. I will distribute them to my various colleagues. That day, Ntanta is here. He's a lawyer as well. So he will deal with those issues that have implications for our rights and other things, you know, issues that have to do with access and the like. Manda will explain further the issue of Radio 2000 and the role the services play and how we planning to move forward after the World Cup. And Peter will deal with the bulk of the issues, as I indicated before you came in, Chair, that is Mr. 2010 is the champion of the project. But just quickly, Chair, because this was a massive project, I mean, it had to go through various stages of approval, even inside the organization, until even the current board ended up endorsing it. So the major factor, as everybody knows, that there's been financial issues or challenges at the SABC. We had to come up with a plan and risk metrics. That includes what my sister has indicated here or asked about, the issue of electricity. Had we had time, we would have given you the whole technology plan, but also, you know, there's a lot of information that would have been technical. We've had a situation recently when we were broadcasting from Orlando, where there was no electricity, and it was a test for us to use our backup systems. We have generators at every stadium, and even with our OBZ, we've made provision for electricity. It was one of the major risks that we had to mitigate for. And there are various others, including other major disasters that could happen in the country. And back to what the gentleman, the honorable member, commented about, I take your point, and that is an issue we're dealing with very seriously. And that was supposed to have been a magazine program. Please, it has been investigated, and we'll provide a report on why we went out with a broadcast like that during the time when we were supposed to be assuring all our visitors and South Africans that this is a safe country and nothing is going to happen. So we will give you a report, Chair, as soon as it is done. Thank you very much. But let me then hand over to Peter, and the issues that will not be addressed, I will then address them.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think I wanted to start with the easier question. I hope the Honorable Members can see. There was a question about why 56 and 8. When we get to the group, to the round of 16, you start to see that on the 26th of June, we'll have a match that on the 26th. Yes. It's noted, and I'll remember. On the 26th of June, we have four matches. So let me go back, sorry. You see that when we get to the...
just to emphasize on the issue of languages, I think the honorable member
wanted to know why we had four languages on television. You see, television, compared to radio, it's really limited. We have three channels on television, and we'll be trying to do as much as we can on one channel at that point in time. So the idea of reinforcing that with the simulcast was to try and address the issue of the four languages, because what happens with the simulcast, let's suppose the broadcast on television is the Zulu or Setswana commentary, then on radio you can switch on to any radio station that you prefer, the language of your preference, to actually understand what is happening on television. That's what we are doing with simulcast. We're trying to deal with the issue of not having enough resources, not having 11 channels where we can broadcast the World Cup on television, but having the radio stations that can do that. And hence we are linking the two, so that when there's a need for anybody who sees the picture but wants to listen to whatever commentary in a different language, can have the ability to do that. Thank you.
But we will not be in a position to give them to finish. Yeah, but I'm just saying, just stating a principle that if Siputumala Kaba Gothet, then also Zukwazu Kaba Gothet, but all the same. I'll give you and Tandi and Grace.
Yeah, that's current, you know. I'm not speaking on this community because of the community. That was clarity and so on. Is not more or less the same, because to me, I understand also
yeah.
We talk about
Tswana and Tswana.
I thought that it is one, because they are almost related to one another. So that you feel that it's another one, rather than Tswana and Tswana.
Okay. Okay, so, Tani?
Thank you, Chair. I would have asked the follow-up, but I was just saying on the issue of languages. I'm not saying that it's because of TV. I'm speaking about commentators, because what is happening here, what is presented here, is that the commentators, maybe in different days, I mean, it says commentators.
Oh, what is the page that you're talking about?
Because it says here commentators, Venezuela.
Okay.
Why can't every day then alternate with commentators to all 11 official languages? I understand the government. Because I'm saying, if today who go to the cause, why go to the cause? I'm not saying they must.
No, you're not contesting at a TV where there are limited channels, but on the commentators
on TV.
Why not rotating them, because you have the privilege of rotating them rather than a fixed one on the television channel that you can't do anything about. But those are fine. Let me quickly take Grace Sharp. Okay.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks for the question and the correction that is noted. We also just like to correct that under the Venezuela commentators, Babam Chetwa, West Sesotho. So I think that was this. Gremlin, yes, Sesotho. Gremlin just dropped in, says this one. It's Sesotho. And then they broadcast like this one. Not one. What we're demonstrating on that slide is that because we have for the first time decided to simulcast, we therefore consciously said you do have an opportunity to follow the television broadcast through radio. And the acting CEO did indicate the issue about not having enough channels just to focus on football. So we had to make the decision of how many, how do we deliver this broadcast different to the PSL. I indicated in my presentation that we normally would do 5 minutes of each. But again, we have also seen the impact on our audiences. They've come back to us and say, but why do you do that? Why can't you just broadcast the game in English? Or why can't you just do it in one language, Zulu or Tswana? So please note that in the next page, that's where, oh sorry, maybe the previous page, the radio panel, that is where the commentators are then dedicated to the radio station, where each and every match will be broadcast in the 11 official languages. So on television platform, we had to make that decision of driving primarily the English commentary, but creating the opportunity on radio to follow the broadcast. And then Mr. Sibisi had addressed the issue, but I just wanted to show it pictorially, that we get to the end of the first round, and then you start to have the games playing at the same time. So there will be two games that kick off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, followed by two games that kick off at 20:30. And obviously this is done to make sure that there is fairness, as you can see this column here. When Mexico and Uruguay kick off at 4, honorable member, I don't know if it's still on your birthday, but I'll go to the top and check. That's on the 22nd of June. Okay, so you're not getting a present, eh? So on the 22nd of June, or 24th of June, when Mexico and Uruguay kicks off at 4 p.m., France and South Africa are also kicking off at 4 p.m. And that is mainly so that none of the games are influenced or match fixing in a way. Then they will be followed by Nigeria and Korea, because the four teams, Mexico, Uruguay, France, and South Africa, we're in the same group. So we play the final matches on the same day, same time. Then Korea, Nigeria, Korea, Greece, and Argentina are in the same group, and that evening the matches will kick off at 20:30. So when that happens, it happens 8 times, and those 8 occasions we put them on SABC 2. And then the other ones stay on SABC 1. Then also that ties back to the technical solution that we are providing. When you go to the Grand Parade, we'll have two channels on satellite on the Vivid decoder, and then the organizers of the FanFest here can choose whether, well, I don't think they've got a choice, but you got to watch France and South Africa that day, and then call home and check how Mexico and Uruguay are playing. But we give, because we might have made the channels available in a community where there will be a lot of Mexicans, you might decide as an organizer that day just to switch on to Mexico and Uruguay. So hence the idea behind the 56 and 8 games. When we talk about legacy, when we started off in the project, we also, going back to what Nanda was saying around the AUB, we worked with AUB to establish certain legacy objectives, and in that partnership we identified two. One was about HIV and AIDS, educating people around HIV and AIDS, hence the campaign of It Starts With You. You have seen it on our television screens for the last 3 years. Then also was to set up the broadcast standard, the minimum broadcasting standards. You recall in my presentation I indicated the fact that when you watch a game from Benin and a game played in Ellis Park, the broadcast value proposition should be the same, the quality should be the same. So we were agreeing with AUB to set those minimum standards of how many cameras to broadcast those matches. And then one of the projects that we have been working hard at, particularly with government departments, is Greening 2010. We have worked with the Department of Water Affairs and the Department of Fisheries and Forestry in a campaign to green the nation, particularly at identifying public green areas where we do the greening. So that's a response on the legacy issue. Is the issue on female broadcasters addressed? Okay. No? Okay. On the presentation, what we're demonstrating to you is that we will utilize, because there are very few females who can analyze football, we have chosen Desiree and Fran Hilton Smith to assist us in that. Carol will anchor Good Morning Zanzi. Joy will be doing the Fan Fest, and Lebo will be doing the red carpet. So we have brought I've counted 5 names. So we brought the 5 females to be part of, or 5 women to be part of this production that we deliver. I think, honorable member, it's also been demonstrated to us that we are able to retain audiences, and to be more specific, we are able to retain women to watch our channel because they are watching eye candy. So maybe that's why you see the extensive male list of the commentators. So we are now making sure that through that we can maintain the effect. We've also, Anon Tanda also mentioned it earlier, we are using this project to then build skills capacity as part of our legacy. That at the end, we increase the number of female commentators that we have and analysts so that we can deliver a typical afternoon Saturday match by just using an integrated gender equality, being sensitive to gender equality on delivering the matches. Then the access, I know you also asked about rural communities. We're driving two projects in that area, one in public viewing areas. The second one, which we didn't mention, is about the activation of low-power transmitters. We're going into rural communities that don't have service, that don't have access to SABC services, and we're putting up low-power transmitters so that during the World Cup, they're able to follow the World Cup. And this project we put in place 3 years ago as we were crafting our strategy of what we wanted to do. We knew that it's about creating access to the World Cup for communities that are not in urban areas. So that's our plan on how we're activating and creating access for rural communities.
Sorry, the chairman is not here, but Peter, if you can just deal with the issue of network and yeah, it's critical. I think it was specifically directed.
We started off, we started putting our plans immediately after the Confederations Cup. So we started putting our plans together immediately after the Confederations Cup. And that was informed by the various debrief meetings that we've had, the learnings from the Confederations Cup. How can we do the World Cup differently? What is it that we're promising audiences at home, both on television and radio? And our then at that point in time, just from a process point of view, we know that in these major events, like the Olympics in Beijing 2008, like Germany 2006, the event organizers would set up what is called IBC, the International Broadcast Center, which then becomes a very sterile environment because all you do in an International Broadcast Center environment is to broadcast, it's a technical production area. We then, as a team, looked at the options of NASREC because when we knew that that's where HBS was building the facility, we looked at the options of NASREC. At that particular point in time, we then decided that we'll deliver the broadcast not from NASREC, which then informed how we approached the budgeting process. At some point then we wanted, earlier part of this year, because then we were crafting the strategy of talking about world-class broadcast, looking at where FIFA... You're recalling the slide that I presented for the reasons why Convention Center, FIFA headquarters, FIFA convention will be taking place there. The 31 countries are housed in that facility. In that facility. We even, the Brazil handover would take place there when Brazil is handed the torch or the baton. So we felt that this is an opportune location for us to bring and deliver this sportainment concept. As it happens, the convention centers, whether you're looking at attending tourism in Daba, in Durban, the convention center there during that period gets handed over to Gafiso exhibitions and they will sell space in the convention center. Likewise, the convention center, Centrum Convention Center, has been handed over and rented out to World Legacy, whom we then had to approach to. Four facilities there. We considered two locations. One was Cape Town, and the other one was the Sandton Convention Center. The reasons that the team put together was based on the fact that Convention Center gives us access to creating the world-class broadcast. It gives us access to the celebrities, access to FIFA family, to the national team, to the fans, ordinary fans, and also gives us access to the fan park. So that's how we secured that. Obviously, the CEO in the last press conference that we did then announced the fact that in the agreement signed with the owner at the convention center, we are not paying a cent. So we have negotiated to pay on trade exchange, where we trade exchange butter, the airtime that we own, to the value of 14 million rand, which then gets used to advertise the services and products that World Legacy has. So technically then at the end we are not spending a cent in cash, that is, to pay for the facility, but we pay less. And also we did a comparison. The rate card for IBC is similar to the rate card, almost similar, not exact, but almost similar to the one at the convention center. The difference was the space. IBC would have gotten 400 square meters. Here you have seen in my presentation we have secured 1,800 square meters so that we can build a studio facility where audiences can come and sit and be part of the production program that we're producing from there.
Thank you, Chair, and I think Mandla is the last one to deal with what we have not addressed, which mainly has to do with radio and the emergency numbers.
The first one is the emergency numbers, you know, information and so forth. We will launch a program called Emergency Access from the 11th of June to the 11th of July. And also, in addition to the particular program, it will be 1 minute to 3 minute promos on daily basis across all the time channels, informing people about issues relating to, you know, it could be crime, it could be in terms of how you can get assistance if you are on the road and so forth. And also in addition to that, I would like to link this with the other question that was asked about tourism establishments. Are we going to assist people to know that yes? Besides the documentaries which I highlighted earlier on, we will also be launching promos and profiles on a daily basis between 9 and 12 in the morning across all the radio stations, where we will give social lifestyle reports. About entertainment activities that are happening in the country, tourism establishments that you can visit, you know, and the kind of personalities that are probably booked in those tourism establishments, so that if people wanted to go there for autograph-related, you know, reasons, they can do so. On daily basis, across all the 18 radio stations, including commercial, the three commercial stations, we'll be delivering more than 20. Promotes educating people about these tourism establishments in the country. And we are not only limiting ourselves to South Africa, but also to, you know, SADC and the African continent in terms of various places that people can visit when they are here for the World Cup. The other issue that I wanted to add just on the legacy plan. Yesterday we had a meeting and our technology colleagues with, you know, making a presentation assuring us that, for instance, as we start on the 11th of June, we will have assistance internally and externally in terms of our international partners. But moving from the quarterfinals going to the last game of the tournament, we will have our own SABC personnel doing all the technical work without any assistance from our international partners. As part of the, you know, legacy program that we have at the SABC, because we want to make sure that we remain with the scale after the World Cup. Also wanted to touch on African partnerships. There was a question about, you know, languages such as, you know, French, you know, Portuguese, and so forth. Through Channel Africa, we have partners throughout the continent of Africa. You would know that Channel Africa broadcasts throughout the continent. We have partnerships with, you know, our colleagues, our other broadcasters in Mozambique, in Nigeria, in Ghana, in Uganda, you know, across the continent, in Kenya. So we are involved in an exchange program in terms of, you know, the content that we have in the country that we develop across all or produce across all our radio stations. So we assist our colleagues in the continent to make sure that they have access to that particular content. Also, in terms of rural audiences, so the question about rural audiences, we specifically decided that we will broadcast all 64 games across the 11 radio stations, of PBS radio stations, nine African language radio stations, RSG, and also XKFM. XKFM being a community radio station of the SABC based in the Northern Cape. So that community as well will be receiving all 54 games through a link with RSG, because in that community, people understand Afrikaans. So we've decided to link RSG and SKFM and make sure that those South Africans are part of the vibe that will be going on in the country. So apart from the from a language point of view in terms of addressing rural audiences, Honorable Chair, I think it should be noted that across the 18 radio stations will be activating 46 public viewing areas in the country. So to make sure that, for instance, you have the broadcast center, which Mr. Kwelet demonstrated here, which will be in Sandton. We are not so much interested in that. You know, you have television and other commercial stations being there and other public radio stations. But most of our public radio stations will be based in the rural areas, because that's where our audiences are. That's where people, you know, depend on radio and nothing else. So we want to be where the people are, in the rural areas of South Africa. Lastly, in terms of Radio 2000, Radio 2000 is owned by the SABC. Radio 2000 is part of the public service broadcasting division of the SABC. So when we say we have 15 public service broadcasting stations, we include Radio 2000. Radio 2000 is licensed by ICASA as a facility radio station. Those are the kind of words that are used in our licensing conditions. Interpretation of that between us and ICASA is that Radio 2000 will be used to cover national events of national importance. If you had the Cricket World Cup in 2003 taking place in various parts of the country, including Centurion and so forth, Radio 2000 is then obliged to provide ball-by-ball commentary of that cricket. If it's rugby taking place in the country, Radio 2000 is compelled to do as such. However, apart from sporting events, you have other events of national importance. It could be a national AIDS conference or an international AIDS conference taking place at the ICC. Radio 2000 has to provide live broadcast of that event. You may not want to do that on Ukhozi because you'll be disrupting programs and as such affecting the revenue and audiences of that radio station. But with Radio 2000, it's a different story. So you will even promote the fact that Radio 2000 will be at the ICC covering the International AIDS Conference. So that's the role of Radio 2000, hence the decision to then reposition it as a 2010 official radio station for the SABC. Beyond 2010, what is it that the station will be doing? Apart from being a facility radio station, we're also licensed to cover issues of gender, health, and religion in terms of our license conditions. So we'll continue to make sure that we combine music and delivery of this kind of information on gender, religion, and health. And also prepare. You have got other events of national importance and international importance that are coming up. For instance, we've got local government elections taking place next year. You have got the 2012 Olympics happening. You have got the Soccer World Cup happening in Brazil in 2014. Yeah. So you have all those kind of events that will be covered through Radio 2000.
Thank you. SABC, thank you very much. Dr. Kwed, the Mampani, sorry, Mema Mampani, Obana Agili, the Nigerian, I did not put the Russia. Mema Mampani. Okay, thank you very much. I think this was a very useful and information. You see, the Portfolio Committee on Sport that taken properly for granted that you've been awarded the license to broadcast the 2010 World Cup.
made us to have a complete sense of us not to be part of this big information that you have. I think at the end of it, it was very useful that we must understand and what you're doing. And our people now, from this institution, in what you have presented to us, you will hear it now, people talking about it more, and even saying, this is the kind of job that our own SNDC is going to give to our own people as a service and as a public broadcaster. I think you are doing a big job that you yourself at times you just do not take it as big as it is, and you think it's any other job that you're doing on a daily basis. But the observation from our portfolio committee would be, maybe it's on the side of the sport, or probably matters of the 2010 are sport related. For the past 7 years, in our observation, in the SABC, there has not been a mistake of trying to give an impression that South Africa will not be in a position to hold the 2010 World Cup. Not even a mistake. At a very erratic, complete irresponsible print media at times would suggest that there is anarchy in this country and therefore we are not just ready. I am saying you have not said it by any other accident in this country. The kind of projection that we have given from the time that we awarded this in Zurich, in trying to give those snappers showing the excitement and people watching there, and even in those areas that to us were not public viewing areas, but where people converge, and Blatter arrived with that envelope that is written South Africa, and the people jumping there, was a positive mood that you as the broadcaster have projected to our own people, contrary to the print media about the doom and glory, the crime, the rampant corruption, and all the other things that are happening in this country. I think that was something that you maintained up until today, against the odds. And today, we all speaking from one page. When we arrived in Durban, you were there. One African journalist said, to Deputy President. Deputy President, the amount of crucification and what South Africa had to go through in the world to prove that it has got an ability to hold the 2010 World Cup. Even 130 journalists had to tour the stadiums to make sure that they've got the first-hand information was a very painstaking experience. Is this going to happen in other countries that are going to be awarded the World Cup after South Africa? Then he concludes, this journalist, say, I hope it's a precedent set by everybody who has exerted pressure on South Africa that even in Brazil, we must have the 100 days of journalists going around Brazil, leave them at the stadium, let them go through and check the readiness of Brazil. It cannot only apply to South Africa, and in other countries, it doesn't apply. That journalist was demonstrating the extent of the pain of this country that has inability to can live up to the expectation to have the 2010 World Cup success. And you have lived up to that criticism. And today, you are these giants that people are going to talk about, SABC throughout the world. Was able to present uninterrupted beaming of the 2010 World Cup to the world. I think it's the biggest gesture that you have. And your positioning, let me tell you. We in the sports, I think your positioning of the FIFA Congress and all those activities that align that are going to take place there have positioned you better than where you were going to be initially. I think you are better placed now than the desired place in which you want to be. You see, at times, consequences would assist you to achieve what you're not able to achieve, or what you're not even having a vision to achieve in the long run. But to the SADC, the other thing that is very important, that is something that is painful, is that out of the 86 PBAs that you yourself have put in place, and some of those are rural buyers, nobody else could imagine out of his own and say, let us be biased to the rural people, because what they need is not necessarily to be in the stadium, but they want to be part of this mood, even in the public viewing areas where we're going to be. That contribution of the 86 public viewers, I think it's five times than what FIFA is giving to this country as their own public viewing areas, and what the SADC is doing. Because it shows the commitment, it shows what you want to do to the African people and the people of South Africa, that they should be part of the celebration that you are doing. Although I have not seen them where they are, but the notion of having this 86 PV area, and the majority of them being rural, especially radio. Radio is literally rural to those people that are staying in the shacks, do not have generator, do not have electricity, and have ever ready and put it on and listen to the radio. I think it is and something that our people would like to get. But the other thing that I just want to get from you, I'm not an expert, and then I think in the committee we don't want to claim that we expect on this. There's something that we don't agree with. Maybe finally after Mr. Kwele has explained to us, it will be true. When we spoke the other time, I hear your CEO said that the company, hey, uno Romano Belore, debating Haribuika, the six packs. Yes, it was a concern. Now that you have explained to us, how are you trying to bring in the six countries that have qualified there? We understand now, but it was not there because we could not follow it. How these six countries in our own continent that are qualifying, how do you begin to provide them? Because I was saying in those debates, if you walk in the streets of Kwamashu or in Sasolburg in Queensland, you will not know who is the captain of the Black Star of Ghana, and who are the players that are prominent, not necessarily those that finally the team that has been given to FIFA, but those that we know that these are the regular players that you can't make a mistake about them, they will be there. And that is still something that is lacking a little bit. Yes, with South Africa, you have done very well. If you recall, your campaign around this is the Bafana Bafana has not started now. It started 10 years ago, even before the failed attempt of our bid with what you call Siyangoba campaign, when people were not coming to the stadiums, and then it's you going out, issuing out the T-shirts and everything, and trying to bring the people to come in support of Bafana Bafana. And today, everybody follows SCCD spontaneous and all that. Yet, it was the struggle that you started long ago. I remember being with you in Port Elizabeth and elsewhere, and then around Siyangoba campaign. So it has been a very painful but a successful campaign now, when you look into those. But I just want to check, because I don't agree with people who think that they're experts and they're not experts about this. What is the problem in you profiling or making us to know about these other things? Because people are saying there is what you call television contractual in those teams, and therefore you can't project them. Particularly when it is for the 2010 World Cup, when we know that our own SABC has been given the opportunity to be the broadcaster for the 2010 World Cup. And people say, no, there are intricacies around these teams because there are contractual obligations. You can't show South Africans these six teams and all those. I want to understand that, because I do not want to argue it in pain of those people that are saying that, but I want to argue it in saying, but this is what I got from the people who are broadcasting that. Is it true or it is not true? And then I want to get that. The last point that I want to get from the issue raised by Comrade Cora, if it was Comrade Cora. I think the other thing that we have to commend you about is, you see, when you are a football, when you give somebody to come and do an analysis of a team, you don't give me because I understand what the team is all about. I have been watching what you are doing at the SACC. That person must have the capacity to do a research about the team that is going to speak about. And that person must have a better understanding of what football is all about and all. Because I can sit on my table, I'm sitting with a complaint from some of our own ex-players that you have taken out during the World Cup and all. But I am not doubting them at all. But when you check the capacity of those people to even to make analysis of the teams that in their lifetime they have never even seen on the television and say, come and do analysis of this team, and that person cannot even go on the website to do a research of that team. I will agree with you that you can't take that. It's a very explosive and a dangerous exercise, because you put a person there and you put another international person who's an expert to understand and do everything, and then you place them there to do analysis of those things. I think it is painful for people to do that. But in the manner in which you wanted to do it, about the kind of people that have to do that kind of thing, it's just impeccable. But I want you to respond on one point that I wanted to say. I wanted to get an explanation about the six-pack from you. Thank you,
Chair. I know that Mr. Sogo had addressed exactly the profile of the six-pack, the five African countries plus South Africa. Also, within SABC Sport programming, we have a WhatsApp communication during the week of which programs have profiled the five countries that will be joining us on our shores during the World Cup. So that is being part of our strategy. For example, we have said consciously our priority is to follow the national team through our broadcast plan, Bafana Bafana. What did they say in the aeroplane? In the unlikelihood of an emergency. So in the unlikelihood that Bafana Bafana gets knocked out, we will then follow the African countries. So that is clear in our strategy, that's what we're going to do. So we will be making sure that what we have seen inside the arena when Bafana Bafana playing is translated. Those vuvuzelas, the flags, are translated when Nigeria plays, or when Ghana plays, or when Cameroon plays. So that is very clear and articulated clearly in our study. So it is also that assisted us in informing the on-air talent that we acquired. You've seen that we have Abedi Pele and we have JJ Okocha. And we said, because the World Cup is an African World Cup, we have to have an African flavor in our broadcast proposition. Another example I want to share, and I know I'm using the past example, we profiled, just to answer your question, Chair, around the rights and things like that, we profiled Egypt during the Confederations Cup, and there was no problem at all. We identified the star player in the Egyptian team. We also talked about Egypt as a national team and also as a country in our profile. And as a matter of fact, it was one of my favorite ones, the La Fiera Roca. I just liked that profile that we did on Egypt. Obviously, they're not coming to the World Cup. So the similar approach we'll be applying for the African countries in our programming that we're rolling out. I know Mr. Soko has talked extensively to what radio is doing. I think the only thing, and just as a side bar, yes, we have been asked, why are you not broadcasting Nigeria's road to the World Cup? Then that's where the rights, when you talk to experts, that's where the rights kick in. The national team, the Nigerian national team's rights, broadcast rights, reside with a particular broadcaster. So when they play against China, and then we don't have access to that match because we don't have the rights to the match. But when we play Bafana Bafana in the qualifier because of our rights with SAFA, then we can broadcast that match. But it doesn't impede or it doesn't stop what we can do in the marketing and promotion side of profiling the players and profiling the country and talking about the culture of those particular countries, because it's informing our strategy and programming. Thank you.
On Thursday, this week, we are presenting the last report to the National Assembly about the road that we have traveled. The ID gentlemen there, with members of the committee, would be having that Bafana Bafana t-shirt. So I think you will come and meet with them and say, Philip, it is here, in front of the National Assembly. And it's either after the debate or before the debate. So that at least while he is going on, you must see that at least it was part of you saying, Philip, it is here. And then I'm sure he's going to be comfortable about that. I think those are the things that, Now, I wanted to say something very important. And even yesterday when we were looking at the television, television is very influential, very, very, very influential. If you do something wrong, people that think that they're right. But this is not your own making mistake. It is a mistake that was created by the South African Football Association and the Department of Sports could not stop that mistake. And they just let the mistake go on. You see, when any person, I've seen you have changed, and even when you were in Kimba, you have changed. You can't see the leadership of the SABC put a Hong Kong Air t-shirt that doesn't have the national symbol. It's unpardonable. But I've seen many of you coming there, poising, speaking nice English and so to them. And with an empty, unpatriotic t-shirt that Adidas has produced for majority of our people in this country. I'm just saying, for SABC, you can't do that. But on top of that, you don't wear the wrong jersey that has a national symbol on the right hand side. You must wear the right jersey because you are saying in all your campaigns, very powerful campaigns, national anthem, the flag, all these other things that you put here are the things that deals with one nation, one country, one flag, patriotism of South Africa as a whole. And you have managed to bring it together and our people are looking in one direction. But those kind of things you must check are things that are not right. And now that we have an opportunity as sports that we must talk with you about those things. A basic thing that our people not understand that they're right or wrong and all that. And even I've seen you showing Pinar there. Yeah, when in the on the old jersey, when you see Pinar in the old jersey, that jersey has a national symbol on the right hand side. It is not your own making. But you can't be proud. When you see Portugal playing next to Pinar there, look at the emblem for the national team Portugal there. You see the symbol is on the right with Portugal, but the symbol is South Africa. It's on the left with Portugal. With South Africa, it's on the right. There they are. You can see up there. That is a complete distortion of what exactly should be.
So I'm just pleading with you and the memo. Now that we are in the haze of all these other things, let us just be sensitive. If the flesh in the morning light is quite wrongly, it sends that message that the flesh, you can turn that red and put it upside down. It's not a question of we just want to say these things wrongly. In the morning when you watch there, you turn and then you want to check the weather forecast and all that, and the flag is upside down. It sends a message that that is how the flag, it could be a hoist, and it's completely wrong. It can't be a flag like that. It must be you who, from time to time, say, I've seen it in the SADC, the red part comes on top, and the blue is on the side. And on the jersey of the national team, I've seen the Protea on the left-hand side, and then not on the right-hand side. Those are simple things that you as a broadcaster are going to help us in dealing with those things. And those that are really are doing a soapy with the wrong national symbol and all those other things, you try systematically in removing them a bit by bit, so that at least it must not send wrong, confusing message to all of us. But one message is saying, when you talk about the national symbol, especially in the arena of sport, what are we talking about and where it should be? The placement of it and how it should be just relates to the national anthem, to the national flag, and to our own national symbol as a country. So just a plea that I wanted to put to you.
Thank you for those comments and remarks. I must say we were very worried about our ability today. And as you can see, the faces, especially of the three gentlemen, I don't think they slept. I'm the only one who slept. But on the issue of T-shirts and the national symbol, what I want to inform this committee about is that, you know, as Mr. 2010 here indicated that this is a major project for the organization, Mr. Sidisi has made it his responsibility that we meet every day. So even then, when generations did that, he was the first one the following day to say, you know, people who deal with generations, our commissioning editors, you have to go and deal with this. We can't be seen as the SABC, you know, promoting anything like this. So I'm just trying to say, even with our Football Fridays at the SABC, there's a conscious effort to teach people about what you have just indicated, Chair, and we're trying very hard to deal with that. And we're happy that from your side, you know, this is the message surely that you will promote with all our partners, be it the people who provide the payers with the services. I don't know whether I can say something as well, Chair. That doesn't mean to dampen all the good things that you said about us. And I have no doubt that I'm saying this even on behalf of our group CEO. And let's say, earlier on, there was an indication that surely the SADC will have to come back, even if it's after the World Cup, just to engage on issues pertaining to sports. And I have children who are sports fanatics and are doing well in that area. My plea, and for the SABC, it's just the support, and surely when we come back, this is what we will present to the committee. It's about issues pertaining to the sports rights and the cost of that, given the fact that as a public broadcaster, you know, there's what is regarded as sports of national interest that we are supposed to broadcast. When we come back, as one committee member indicated, you know, that we should engage in terms of what it costs the SABC to acquire this right. I think it's something that our group CEO is very passionate about and is prepared to drive, and that it's a critical issue that I hope this committee will keep in the agenda. Thank you.
No, ma'am. You'll be a member of this committee. Because those are things that people do not want to talk about them, and they want to be smart and everybody to clap hands on them. And the extent in which we are putting this broadcaster through a painful path for them to take a national obligation to make sports to be a national asset for everybody to be able to reach. Those are politics of sports that we have to talk about. It's as painful as they are, but I think you are talking about other things around the broadcasting rights and many that ourselves on the rugby, on football, including the paid channel, multi-choice, anything. And those are the things that we want to talk about, and then because we don't have an interest in those things, but we have an interest in this national asset called sport. And in the long run, when you're dealing with the issues of legacy, the conditions will be right, and you shall have at least bring everybody to check in this sport. And when we're dealing with the issues of legacy and all that, part of the issue that we have to deal with it, honestly, as it is the one that you're talking about and say, now that you've created all this mood, how do we make it possible for everybody to be part of this mood and then without being impeded by any other rights that are irresponsible, that are costly for this broadcaster, for us at least to keep the momentum for our people. This 2010 is a good foundation, a base for us to be able to say, let's do things the right way. So I'm saying you'll be a member of this committee because those are the things that you are seized with, and that they don't make many of us to be popular people. But we must talk about them, we must correct them, we must say no, they have to be done. We must do things the other way around. And we are going to do that. We are going to talk about that. But after the 2010 World Cup, the legal evaluation of people that have put the expertise of the people in many of those things, and then are the things that we are going to evaluate and say, yes, at least we have done something, and then we are happy about that. And we can assure you we will be in a position to do that. Thank you very much for coming, and then I think it was well your coming, so that at least you give us more than we've bargained for. Thank you so much, and then thanks for the time and everything that you've taken to brief us. And I'm sure Comrade Vadi doesn't have a problem. For us in the sports and the SABC, we will have to have a certain relationship of, from time to time, having to meet and discuss. Because one of the things that a certain member from my left, from another party that I will not mention, would always talk about this 10 o'clock boxing that comes when children are sleeping and all those other things. So those are things that is a package that we have to bring them here and talk about them and see what could be the resolution to those things. Thank you very much. Okay.